The following podcast is for information purposes only and is not suitable for retail investors.
Hello and welcome to your Chat of the Week podcast. Today is Thursday the 11th of May and I'm once again joined by Lorenzo Laposta.
Hello Ben, thank you for having me.
Now, Lorenzo, with continuing turmoil among US banks, the broader effects of the uncertainty among lenders are continuing to emerge. And one of these effects was revealed quite recently in the latest quarterly Senior Loan Officer Opinion Survey, or SLOOS, which gives an indication of credit conditions in the US. We discussed the possible impact on credit conditions back when Silicon Valley Bank collapsed, but what exactly is the data saying today?
I really like SLOOS as an acronym, to be honest. So thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk about that. As you say, you know, the Fed's loan officer survey is certainly something that we like to keep an eye on. It's pretty important, given that it's specifically carried out for the FOMC meetings. And so it's a key data point for the decisions. But the recent turmoil amongst US banks has only made it more relevant, actually. As expected, despite the fact that the pace of Fed rate hikes is slowing down, the uncertainty that was caused by the banking crisis has meant that credit conditions have actually continued to tighten sharply, with a net 46% of respondents in that survey saying that they had tightened standards for loans to businesses relative to 3 months ago.
Okay, so with credit conditions having already been tightened quite aggressively by the Fed over the past year or so, what are the likely consequences given even more pressure from the crisis?
Well, for several months, the expectations have been that tightening credit conditions would hit the economy and economic activity more generally quite hard, especially after having been so loose for so long. But business growth has become more difficult and more expensive, and consumption was expected to ease off from its post-pandemic boom. Last year, there were even predictions that a recession would come eventually, as early as Q1 2023. A recession today is certainly looking more likely, given the credit conditions are now at levels that are typically seen during or just before the last three recessions, to give an example. But so far, economic activity has actually proved to be remarkably resilient, with the economy growing 1.1% in the first quarter of 2023. That was driven largely by continuing strong demand from consumers.
Right. So with the economy continuing to perform above expectations, despite the tighter credit conditions from the Fed's hikes, what makes you think that this further tightening from the banking crisis is going to be what makes the difference and will actually finally lead to a recession?
Well, I'm not exactly guaranteeing that this will lead to a recession, but certainly it's not a good sign. The economy as a whole has continued to perform well with continuing growth in the face of rate hikes. But again, what's driven this growth is something that is even more important. I mentioned that the latest GDP has been largely driven by strong growth of consumption levels, and that's been a blessing for the US so far, but it could become a problem. US consumers, for example, are carrying actually a substantial amount of debt on their credit cards. This number has risen to an all-time high of $989 billion in the United States. This is suggesting that consumers might be coming to the end of their excess pandemic savings. And credit card delinquencies are also on the rise, meaning that this record high debt has started to become more of a problem for them. So the more interest rate sensitive areas like business investments, like housing, they also continue to see cool downs and are unlikely to recover in the face of a tighter credit conditions out there. So if the strong growth from consumers was to dry up, then there would be little left protecting the US economy, in my opinion.
Well, Lorenzo, as always, thank you for the fantastic insight. I'm looking forward to talking next week.
Thank you very much, Ben.
For professional advisors only. The views expressed are those of Momentum Global Investment Management at the time of recording and are subject to change without notice. Momentum Global Investment Management has used all reasonable efforts to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this communication, but we cannot guarantee the reliability, completeness, or accuracy of the content. This podcast is for information purposes only and does not constitute investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell. Momentum Global Investment Management, company registration number 373309 4, has its registered office at the Rex Building, 62 Queen Street, London, EC4R1EB. Momentum Global Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, registration number 232357, and is exempt from the requirements of Section 7(1) of the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act 37 of 2002 in South Africa, in terms of the FSCA FAIS Notice 141 of 2021, published on the 15th of December 2021. For complaints relating to Momentum Global Investment Management's financial services, please contact distribution services at momentum.co.uk. Your capital is at risk.